USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As America remembered over 2.5 centuries of fallen heroes yesterday, President Trump was in Maryland taking time to remember those who'd given their lives for the nation.
I stand before you at this noble fortress of American liberty to pay tribute to the immortal souls who fought and died to keep us free.
Trump speaking at Baltimore's Fort Henry National Monument in Baltimore following an earlier visit to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. The Federal Trade Commission says that scammers are bilking Americans out of millions of dollars with coronavirus scams. The commission says there had been 52,000 complaints involving nearly $40 million worth of losses as of the 21st of May, the average victim losing nearly $500. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A historic week for space missions as NASA and SpaceX are teaming up for a historic manned launch from Cape Canaveral, Florida tomorrow. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says it will mark the first time astronauts have launched from the U.S. since the last space shuttle mission back in 2011.
We have not had a human spaceflight program since that day. But under President Trump, we're making America great again. This is part of his agenda. We're going to launch American astronauts on American rockets from American soil.
American astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley are to head to the International Space Station. Meanwhile, Richard Branson's attempt for space exploration got off to a rocky start. Yesterday, Launcher 1, as it's called, was released from the Virgin jumbo jet Cosmic Girl when the rocket malfunctioned and the flight had to be terminated. Virgin Orbit confirming the failure, saying the aircraft carrying the rocket and the flight staff were okay. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Texas Republicans say the Lone Star State will be happy to host the 2020 Republican National Convention if North Carolina doesn't. President Trump shot a tweet at North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper yesterday demanding a full capacity convention in Charlotte despite the virus pandemic, or the party might go somewhere else for that August event. Democratic and Republican lawmakers want the Department of Veterans Affairs to remove Nazi gravestones from American military cemeteries. There are two such headstones at Fort Sam Houston National Cemetery in San Antonio, one at Fort Douglas Post Cemetery in Salt Lake City. They're for German prisoners of war. All three are marked with swastikas. The parents of a University of Connecticut student suspected of murdering two people are pleading with him to surrender. Peter Manfredonia is accused of killing a 62-year-old man on Friday and killing an acquaintance on Sunday. The FBI now part of a manhunt for the 23-year-old. And filmmakers Michael Moore and Jeff Gibbs are crying censorship after YouTube ruled their documentary Planet of the Humans was pulled. The film criticizes current environmental approaches to combating climate change. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.